And now this is a dictation for Richard McMahon, MCMAHON, January 1744, addressed as a letter to Dr. Stowitz, STOWITTS, 616-754-7110. Dear Dr. Stowitz, follow up for Mr. McMahon, Richard, he goes by Mike. Last visit in November, has chronic kidney disease with prior acute changes at the time of cardiorenal, hepatorenal, problems of insomnia, getting iron infusion, 2 out of 5 so far, weak, tired all the time, hard of hearing, 3 small meals, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, minor nocturia, no gross infection, cloudiness or blood or major incontinence, follows with vascular surgeon Hakani, H-A-Q-U-A-N-I, for lower extremity vascular disease with foot ulcers on the right side. Procedures to be done February 17. He has prior procedure both legs before. There has been problems of pain control. Has needed morphine in the emergency room. Chronic dyspnea. No pyrolemic material hemoptysis. Very soft voice. Review system down. Comes in a wheelchair. Looks very frail. Very friendly, answering all the questions, remains on narcotics. I will highlight the Bumex and Lisinopril. Today, blood pressure 130 over 20 on the right side, frail, ill, chronic tachypnea, weight not available, comes in the wheelchair, lungs are distant clear, COPD, question bradycardia, 56, no pericardial wrap, stable ascites, no peritonitis, stable edema 2+, soft voice, but looks at me, alert or intestine 4, no facial asymmetry, generalized weakness, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, recent chemistries. Shows a GFR 21, this is from January, a few days ago, creatinine 2.85, normal sodium, potassium, acid base, glucose 179, low albumin, corrected calcium, normal low, normal liver function test. He has pain cytopenia from the cirrhosis, anemia 8.2, platelets 87. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 4, has both cardiorenal and hepatorenal, has cirrhosis of the liver, enlargement of the spleen with pain cytopenia, prior aortic valve replacement, prior occlusion device, Amulet, A-M-U-L-E-T. Continuous all fluid restriction, diuretics, ACE inhibitors, no anticoagulation, iron deficiency, receiving intravenous iron, blood pressure in the low side, The very low diastolic probably represent more stiffness of the artery, not like true shock. Overall condition is guarded. Prognosis is poor. Continue to follow. All questions answered.